I'm Jeremy Eichler, classical music critic of the Boston Globe, with a look ahead at some of the exciting classical music offerings that will be coming our way this summer. June might seem otherwise like a pretty sleepy month on the classical music calendar before most of the summer festivals shift into high gear, but starting on June 11th, Boston will become the epicenter of early music in all of North America, thanks to the Boston Early Music Festival and Exhibition. There's nothing quite like it. Organizers are expecting around 15,000 people to participate in this year's festival from 5 different continents and 50 different states. They'll be coming to hear opera, they'll be coming to hear concerts, and then there's also a huge early music trade show that takes place at the Radisson Hotel. The big event at this summer's festival is a North American premiere of a 17th century French Baroque opera. It's called Psyché by Lully, and it's based on a play by Molière. It will be historically informed from head to toe, that is, from the singing and the orchestra playing to the costumes and the choreography. Here's a bit of Lully's music, not from Psyché, but it gives you a sense of the lightness of his touch and the diaphanously beautiful quality of his music. The next event I thought we'd look ahead to is Don Carlo at Tanglewood. Since taking over as music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, James Levine has introduced what's really become a dependable new highlight to the summer season in the Berkshires. Each year he works intensively with the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, turning what's basically a kind of ad hoc assembly of young professionals into a finely tuned and responsive opera orchestra. Last year, they showed off the results with Strauss's Elektra. This summer, it's going to be a concert performance of Verdi's Don Carlo. They bring in a high-caliber cast of soloists, and it should be definitely worth checking out. Here's a little excerpt from Don Carlo to get us in the mood. It's the famous tenor-baritone duet, where the two main characters are pledging everlasting friendship. And finally, for those looking for some family-friendly music going on this summer, we can turn to the Boston Landmarks Orchestra. Under Charles Ansbacher's direction, this group has started a nice tradition of commissioning new family-friendly works with narration based on local themes. In the past, they've turned for inspiration to certain Boston icons like Make Way for Ducklings and the Red Sox. This year, they've tapped local composer Larry Thomas Bell and the children's author Constance Leeds to create a work based on the real-life story of a young sailor named David who worked on the USS Constitution. The premiere of the work will take place right next to Old Ironsides in the Charlestown Navy Yard on July 31st. For the Boston Globe, I'm Jeremy Eichler.